This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Radisson Blue Hotel, that is where we are. Yes, yesterday we were speaking about patents with Abo, Mr. Vata. Today we are speaking about designs and trademarks.
Oh, and nice.
Yes, we'll definitely speak about that this morning. And we've got Mr. Low Stain from Spoor and Fisher from Pretoria. Yesterday we had your colleague here, Mr. Vata. Thank you so much, Mr. Stain, for joining us on MUT Radio. Really appreciate your time.
No, no problem at all. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much. Let me go, if you can just tell us a bit about your background. I don't want to say much because maybe I'm going to butcher it somewhere, sure. Somehow. But if you can just tell us about that.
Yeah, sure. I'm a patent attorney at a law firm called Spoor & Fisher. To become a patent attorney, you generally have to have a background in some technical field. So I'm a mechanical engineer, and then I studied law after that. So I generally work with patents. In engineering fields. So inventors with new mechanical inventions, typically in the mining industry, lots in agriculture, some in medical devices, that sort of thing, come to us, and we assist them in obtaining patent protection for the inventions. But then a subspecies of what we do is industrial designs or design registrations. And that was actually what I was talking about today with the audience here. We feel that, you know, design registrations is actually an overlooked form of intellectual property rights, because not a lot of people know what it's about. You know, whereas a patent protects an underlying principle, a design protects what something looks like. And in your everyday life, there's so much more stuff that looks specific in the way, or that has a very specific aesthetic, rather than a new underlying principle. So if you think about your watch or the headphones that you're currently wearing, those are all very specific in the way that they look. Yes. And someone, an industrial designer, put a lot of effort into designing it to look the way it does. Whether that's because of the functionality or how good it suits or how good it fits on your head. Definitely. Or the way that it looks. It's pretty, it's a good expression of your personality perhaps. And all of those sort of aesthetic things are also protectable. And the way that you do that is by using what we call registered designs. So yeah, we had a very engaging chat in there about designs and the industrial application. But the point basically is just that if you spend a lot of time and energy designing something that looks good, you want to be able to harvest the fruits of your labor, basically. Definitely. and have some sort of a monopoly over that specific thing. And if you protect your design by way of a registration, then you can prevent others from making something that looks the same as yours.
I'm interested in these things because really people have a lot of products and they've got a lot of designs even that they've designed for themselves. I'm interested in the process of protecting these designs. How long does it take, and is it a difficult process? And even if you're not going into detail as to what you have to do, maybe you explain that inside, but like how long in general does it take?
That's actually one of the advantages of a design registration, is it's relatively quick and simple. There's not substantive examination. So in other words, it's not an examiner that's going to determine whether or not it's registrable and all of that sort of thing. It's more of a depository system. So you come to us, we draw up a document which basically outlines what your design looks like. You submit it at the design's office, and it's very quick to be registered. In South Africa, it takes a couple of months, but that can be expedited. But if you file your registration in Europe, you can get registration on the same day. So it's really quick, and it's really easy to then enforce it. So enforceability becomes very easy with the design. Patents and trademarks take longer. They've got bigger scopes of protection sometimes, but they take longer to registration. So often when you want something quick and you want protection as soon as possible, then the design is a very effective way to go about it.
Definitely. Now, looking forward to some of the people registering their designs because it's quite easier and it's quite faster. But now let's speak about such conferences about intellectual property. Why is it important that we need such conferences and for people to know about designs, trademarks, patents, and all those things?
Yeah, we feel, we want to raise awareness amongst students, amongst the general public, to make them aware of the possibilities that there is with registering their IP. We had a great slide in there where we looked at the theoretical considerations, and basically what it boils down to is you want to increase the overlap between what you can give your clients and what they want. So there's always you have a specific you have a specific market offering also, or product offering, and you need to overlap that with what your clients want. But then also there's a third party, your competitors, that moves into that same space. You want to sort of squeeze them out. So you've done a lot of time and effort into developing your product, and to be able to benefit from the efforts that you put in, you want to be able to sort of monopolize that market share of yours.
Definitely.
And by utilizing intellectual property rights, whether that's trademarks, patents, or the designs, is a very effective way of ensuring that you can actually enjoy those benefits.
Wow. No, Mr. Sting, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time. I don't want to hold you for long. Thank you so much for coming to MUT Radio. Really appreciate
it. No problem. Have a good one.
Thank you so much. That was Mr. Sting joining us right here on MUT Radio in Velo, speaking about designs and the importance of having our designs. Really looking forward to some of the presentations that are still continuing here inside. It's now back to you in studio, Velo.
Yes,
this is an MUT Radio podcast.